I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will speak to you plainly of the Father. On that day you will ask in my name. I do not say that you will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and am going to the Father. His disciples said, Yes, now you are speaking plainly, not in any figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need to have anyone question you. By this we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? The hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each one to his home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have said this to you, so that in me you have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So your series on the fruits of the Spirit continues. You've heard of love and joy, and today's word is peace. The fruits of patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are to follow. And these are all qualities that we strive for because they nurture our relationship with one another and draw us closer to God in our walk. And amazingly, our text says, there is no law against such things, for these are fruits, outgrowths of our Christian walk. Now, I might be so bold as to say that peace, today's message, is the core fruit of life. Peace is embodied in each of the other fruits listed. Peace is at the center of our longings in life. More than anything else, we seek peace deep down within ourselves, way into our being. It's St. Augustine who kind of put it this way, For you, O God, have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. We want peace. We need peace. So what is peace? The word is often heard by us. It's in the news, it's in advertising, it's in greetings, and it's in worship. Wikipedia describes peace this way: societal friendship and harmony in the absence of violence. In a social sense, it is a lack of conflict and freedom from fear of violence between individuals or groups. So who wouldn't want peace for themselves? Now, like the young people here, we're going to take a break here. And I want you to close your eyes. Share a time of silence. Take a deep breath in. Hold it briefly. And exhale slowly. It's very peaceful. It feels good, doesn't it? I even see a few smiles out there. Peace. We long for it. Unfortunately, we can't do this exercise all day for the rest of our lives. So how can we capture that sense of peace and calm in the midst of the chaos of life? You know, our days are so full of activities, schedules, and deadlines. We're out there, we run around like in breakneck speed, trying to get from one thing to the next, until we finally crash in bed at night, only to hear that alarm clock go off way too early the next morning. Peace, we cry. I need a moment of peace and quiet. Where is it? Where can I find it? Jesus understood peace. Jesus lived peace. Jesus shared peace. From our reading in John and a couple chapters before that, we find Jesus with his disciples and he's heading to Jerusalem for the final time. For 3 years, he's guided them, taught them, directed them to learn his ways and to find their way to the Father. As he completes his mission, he knows he's going to be leaving them behind. And so he decides he must prepare them in what was known as the farewell discourse. And this is what he says. All this I have spoken while I was with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not be troubled or afraid. Jesus doesn't want his disciples to feel abandoned, to feel like orphans. The Father will send the Holy Spirit, who will be their comforter, their companion. They will not be alone. And then Jesus gives them something. My peace I give to you. Now, because we want peace, we will search in many ways and many places hoping to find it. Too often we settle for a quick fix, whether it be in medication, alcohol, games, or other mind-numbing experiences. Yet each of those is only temporary at best, for none of those things last. True peace can still elude us. So why is it so hard to find peace? How does it elude us? We want it desperately. Simply, you can't find peace. It's not to be found in searching, for peace is a gift. Jesus gives peace. To us and to his disciples, he offers his peace. From our reading, Jesus plainly says he wants us to have peace in our living. His peace lives in him and exists through his relationship with the Father. He and the Father are one. And in that oneness, there is complete peace and harmony. It is not the peace that the world gives. Now, history books are filled with treaties of peace, all of which are no stronger than the paper they are written on and last only until the next conflict begins. Ancient history touts the Pax Romana, the Peace of Rome, which as when they ruled the whole known world, there was a great deal of peace throughout the world, a peace controlled by an iron fist and a stout army. Even today, we pray for peace in the Middle East, in Ukraine, in Africa, and yet each faction offers peace by means of threats and a bigger club that they can hold over the other. This is the peace that the world gives. It is not the gift of Jesus. We are offered a different kind of peace, and it flows from the heart of our Creator. And it goes through the life of His Son and through His Spirit who lives with us. So no wonder St. Augustine understood that we are restless without it. The source of peace is embodied in our relationship with God. It is a peace which is closed to human understanding. That's why you can't find it searching for it on your own. It can only be known in communion with Him. He is the source and the giver of peace. Now you're familiar with the Hebrew word shalom, and it's helpful here because shalom means wholeness, completeness. So it's in unity with the Father that Jesus was at peace with his mission on his way to Jerusalem. Peace was being restored between heaven and earth. We who have been at separation between God's will and purpose now have been made whole and complete. He is the source of peace We are one with him, and he with us. We can now close our eyes again. Breathe easy and rest in a moment of peace. So all is well. Our lives are perfect, no worries or troubles, nothing but blue skies and sunshine ahead. Okay, maybe not. That's not the life you're experiencing right now. Jesus understands that. He's not wearing rose-colored glasses. In a phrase you may have seen on TV, Jesus gets us. He understands us and he understands our lives. Jesus warned his disciples that their future would include trials and persecution. They might be troubled and afraid, yet they are not alone. They, and we as his disciples, have been given the very heart of God. Peace in all things. This peace that Jesus gives is no false sense of security. We're not going to be living in some self-protected bubble free from all germs, trials, sufferings, and sorrows. Life is unpredictable and comes with many unexplained challenges. They may seem overwhelming and insurmountable. But Jesus gives his advice. But take courage. I have conquered the world. We are empowered through him in all times and in all things. Now you may be familiar with the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. Beautiful hymn. It was written by Horatio Spafford. He was an attorney and a stockbroker in Chicago in the mid-1800s. He was very successful. But in 1871, the Great Fire of Chicago struck and his business was wiped out. And at the same time, his four-year-old son died of scarlet fever. So thinking that maybe a change of scenery, a little vacation might be good for his wife and four daughters, he puts them on a ship to England, promising to meet up with them on his return when he finishes his business matters. So off they go, and on the course, somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic, a collision occurs. Over 200 people perished, the four daughters. His wife alone survived. When she arrived in England, she sent him back a message. It said, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" One cannot imagine the emotions that must have flooded his consciousness. So Horatio got ready, traveled to England to meet up with his wife. On his travel across the ocean, at one point the captain summoned him to the deck. He said, "We are now in the area where the collision occurred and your daughters died." So then he returned to his cabin to write these words of comfort at home, of hope. They're in our hymnal, hymn 785, and we're going to read the first verse together. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." The message is simple. Sometimes peace comes our way. Other times sorrow casts a shadow over you. It matters not. Jesus is near, and all is well in his care. This is the gift that Jesus gives to us, peace in the midst of uncertainty and doubt. And he will embrace us and hold us steady. For Christ is at the helm. He knows our destiny. He knows the way to the Father. He gets us. In the next weeks, as you continue on your study of the fruits of the Spirit, Hold fast to each one. Each is a gift, precious and of great worth. Each will bring you closer to the heart of God. Peace will be your bedrock, your strength. It is a gift like no other. For we have peace from Jesus in this moment and into eternity. The gift of peace is yours. Savor it, share it, for it is well with your soul. Amen. Please join me in a little prayer. Lord, may your peace fill this place and each of us. Guide us that peace, that we share that with those in need of your love and grace. We ask this in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen.